We'd like to introduce you to this man over here on the bass, folks. He comes from Kingsport, Tennessee. Have you got some friends here this evening, Barry?
Yeah, can't you see him?
I can.
Yes, I do have some friends here. My wife is a graduate of UTC. Gotta have one college graduate in the family. Yes, we have some friends here, yes.
Oh, Barry is one of those people that likes to get up really, really early in the morning and dress like something like a fern or a shrub and hide in the dark with a firearm. One of the college precious watchers comes creeping out so that he can then shoot it.
They're really hard to eat otherwise.
Yes.
They don't stand still for that.
They don't put up with it for long. Have you ever spent any time in this part of our fine state shooting creatures?
I have. I've done a little duck hunting down on the river before. Yes, it was successful. Yes, I have, yes. The redhead, for you waterfowlers out there, the redhead duck that I have mounted on my wall in my man cave came from.
We've been trying to figure out if there's any good use for the feet of the duck. And because I was over at Barry's one time and there was a turkey foot on the carpet there, just the foot like this. So I was breaking the carpet. Since Barry got into hunting ducks, we've been trying to figure out if there's any use for them. We thought maybe like a spatula.
Make a nice
pancake flipper.
Use it in the top of a butter mold. Like, nobody knows what that is. Like just a little decorative imprint on top of the butter.
It's a decorative garnish.
I like the spatula, but you'd have to use like a guinea egg or something really small.
Well, what if they weren't the silver dollar type, they were like some other type. You needed a big one.
You use a goose foot.
This isn't going very well. We've played together in this band for 22 years.
Because it always meant any other night.
Well, it really has. Should have been here. That's Barry Bales, everybody.